Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're continuing on in a message I've entitled, Be of Good Cheer, and those words are actually the words of Jesus found in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation. That's a given. He's telling us beforehand. But this is the marvelous disclaimer, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And those of us who know Jesus, yes, we know He was, when He said it was finished on the cross, indeed it was finished. He has overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. And we're called to walk in His footsteps. We're called, if we live in the Spirit, we're to walk in the Spirit. But there's many things that bring sorrow and heartache and pain. And in this world, He tells us we're going to have affliction. We're going to have burdens and anguish, physical burdens as well as spiritual and psychological and emotional burdens. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at Jesus' parable of the sower, of the good seed of the gospel. And He, in the 13th chapter, verses 20 through 22, He talks about good seed that falls in stony places. People are happy when they hear the gospel, and they with joy receive it, yet they have no root. And so when tribulation or trouble or persecution comes, they're offended. They just say, yeah, this is not for me. And then there's also those who receive the seed, and they have some good ground, but there are thorns, and He goes on to identify what those thorns are. He that heareth the word, and the care, that's the good ground, he's receiving it, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the world, and he becometh unfruitful. Verse 23, but I trust that's all of us, beloved. He that receives seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. That's important. Hears, not just hearing it, but understands what it's saying and the personal implications for you in your own life, your own personal application of it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You know, there's a very sad passage found in 2 Timothy 4, those first 10 verses, where Paul is writing to Timothy, he calls him his beloved son, and he talks about a co-worker by the name of Demas. He said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. We don't know whether or not he was ever restored. We know Mark failed once. In Acts, the 15th chapter, it talks about contention between Paul and Barnabas, and Barnabas left with Mark because Paul didn't think it was good to take Mark with them, because he departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. Nonetheless, he wrote one of the Gospels entitled after his name, and so we know that he was a fruitful worker for the Lord. So we don't understand about Demas, but it's a sad thing that many people start out well, and then they choose to go back into the things of the world. I shared this with the UCM mailing list, so if you'd like a copy of this, a very excellent article written by a Dr. David Miner back in Pennsylvania, just request Demas, and I'll be happy to put that little article in the mail to you. So we know that we definitely are in warfare. The devil wants us to get up. He wants that good seed that's been planted in our hearts to be unprofitable. And that's why it's so critical and so important that we don't lose heart. In Acts, the 15th chapter, that same chapter just before Mark left, verse 22, it said, Paul and Barnabas confirmed the souls of the disciples and exhorted them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So we see throughout the Word of God, throughout the New Testament, and also in our own experiences, that trials and troubles and tribulations, persecutions, that's a part of being in the world, but not of it. That we have an adversary who hates us. He hates the living God, and he hates all those who set their allegiance, their love upon him and serve to follow him. Again, let me just share scriptures. There's some powerful passage in Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 3. But we glory in tribulations also. Glory. Have we all come to that place yet? Amen. That we glory in tribulations also, knowing that. Why? Because the apostle knew that going through those hard times works patience in us, as well as endurance. And patience, he goes on to say, experience. Why? Because we can remember all the things God has done for us and how he brought us through. And out of that experience, hope comes, because we know God, he doesn't fail. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because we have experienced God's love, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Isn't that precious? And of course, these themes are reiterated through the New Testament. James, when he talks about that, count it all joy. These different words, but still the same message. And Paul reminds us just a little bit further on in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Knowing all these things, we're more than conquerors. And in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Amen. Continuing instant in prayer. And what's God's purpose in all of this? Well, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, 3 and 4. Remember I said the word preaches itself? He says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You see, we've experienced his goodness, his faithfulness, his tenderness, his mercy. Because we've had that experience, we can do that for others. Our tongues can be the pen of a ready writer. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 7 and 4. Great is my boldness of speech, Paul says, towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all of our tribulation. See, in the midst of that, because he saw with a greater purpose, he saw a greater vision. Remember I said I was sharing news from a far country, Proverbs, those of you who were with me on Monday? It's all wonderful news. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 4 says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. You know, when we can go through a difficult time and loved ones and family members and church family can see you going through it with the strength of the Lord, they are encouraged, they are inspired, and they can see, even though it could be a dreadful tragedy, that God's grace and strength is sufficient. And we, by following and obeying the Word and doing what it tells us to do, we are testimonies to the very power of God. Let me share another passage found in the modern language, or it's the same, but different words expressing that thought. We ourselves mention you with pride among the churches of God for your fortitude and faith amid all the persecutions and distress that you endure. This is evidence of God's righteous judgment. Well, just hang on there. That you may be made worthy of the kingdom of God, on account of which you are suffering, inasmuch as God considers it just. Hear that? That's why he says, just judgment is mine. Vengeance is mine. The Lord says, I will repay. God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give a relief along with us to you who are afflicted, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a blaze of fire. The Living Bible says, we're happy to tell other churches about your patience and complete faith in God, in spite of all the crushing troubles and hardships you're going through. This is only one example of the fair, just way God does things, for he is using your sufferings to make you ready for his kingdom, while at the same time, he is preparing judgment and punishment for those who are hurting you. Modern language says, I have talked over these things with you so that in me ye may have peace. This is John 16:33. Other translations, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good courage, I've overcome the world. Other translations, again, this is the one verse I've been sharing these last 3 days. Here on earth you'll have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I've overcome the world. That's the Living Bible. In the world you will have trouble, but courage. The victory is mine. I have conquered the world. The New English Bible. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. The NIV. The New Life, New Testament. In the world you will have much trouble, but take hope. I have power over the world. And the Williams New Testament, in the world you will have trouble, but be courageous. I have conquered the world. And so now, beloved, the question is, will we do it? We have a choice. So we can just sink down in the mully grubs of despair, discouragement, and depression, or we will hear Jesus's word, this one verse I've shared with you for 3 days. We can be of good cheer because he has overcome the world, and because he's overcome, we also have overcome. Lord, let us be willing to say yes. In spite of whatever we're going through, we will praise you, we will trust you, we will love you, because you have conquered the world, and we will see your victory in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've shared a lot of scripture, but like I said, for those of you who have listened on Monday and who are called to minister the word does preach itself. Just pull the scriptures together and you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. The Lord will say it all for you. God bless you. I love you. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will share our contact information. I pray for you every day, UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Till next time, this is Sister Glass. I may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.